Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
There will be times when we have to survive the spiritual attacks we come up against. Then there are times when we struggle. We struggle with sin. We struggle with unbelief and doubt. But I want to give you four reasons, more like four illustrations, about why we need to pray for divine protection every day. The first illustration is what I like to call the storms of life. At times in this life, we are like a weary traveler, caught in a fierce storm, and we are in desperate need of refuge under a sturdy roof. We need shelter from the hurricanes of life. We need shelter from the tornadoes of life. We need shelter from the torrential rains of this life. And in Psalm 91, verse 1, we're told that whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Well, dear friends, just as seeking shelter offers respite from the storm, seeking God's protection provides refuge from life's trials. The second illustration to help you understand why we need divine protection is what I'd like to call the armor of God. Think of a brave knight preparing for battle, equipping themselves with armor to face the enemy's attacks. Just as the armor shields the knight, seeking God's protection equips us to stand firm against the enemy's assaults. Number three is the loving parent's care. Consider a child holding their parent's hand while crossing a busy street. The parent's guidance ensures the child's safety. Just as a parent's care safeguards a child, seeking God's protection leads us on paths of righteousness. The final illustration is what I want to call the rock in the wilderness. Imagine a weary traveler finding shade and sustenance beneath the shade of a massive rock in the scorching desert. David said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Just as the rock provides shelter in the wilderness, seeking God's protection offers a firm foundation in life's deserts.
I recently watched a documentary called Earthstorm. And this documentary was showcasing some of nature's most powerful weather phenomena. Now, on the first episode of this documentary, they focused on tornadoes and showed incredible footage about the destructive power that tornadoes have. These acts of nature can leave entire neighborhoods destroyed. Houses would be flattened, cars tossed and flipped over like plastic bags. And of course, on the human side, experiencing tornadoes can be traumatic and like a near-death experience for some people. But you see, as powerful and terrifying as tornadoes are, the program had a segment that focused on storm chasers. These are people who chase tornadoes and attempt to record them and sell the footage to make a living. And I was surprised to hear one of the guys talking about chasing tornadoes and describing it as an adrenaline rush. And he said, I quote, "My passion is to be in violent weather." Now, isn't it interesting that for one person, a tornado could represent damage, destruction, loss of property, and loss of life even? But for another person, That same tornado represents a thrill, an opportunity to make money, and it's a passion for someone. And you see, this left me thinking about what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5. It says, God makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Whether you're a believer or not, you will face storms in life. And the interesting thing about the storms of life is that they have different meanings. They have different dynamics depending on whether you believe in Jesus or not. And here's what I mean. For the believer, here's what the Bible tells you to do when you face the storms of life. James chapter 1, verse 2-4 reads, Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. As believers, we're clearly told that when the storms of life do come our way, we are not to be left devastated, discouraged, and terrified. No. The Bible says, Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because when your faith is tested, it produces something within you. You become a Christian who can persevere through tough times because your faith is strong. It's battle-tested. You become a Christian who can endure difficulty or persecution because of your faith. Now, by contrast, someone who is in the world when they face a storm, if they don't have God in their lives, they will have no shelter, nowhere to run. Because what happens when their money runs out or when the best doctors or mines can't save them? Where do they turn to? And I don't know about you, but I would rather face a storm with God on my side than to feel as though I'm prepared for anything, all because of material possessions. Now, as a Christian, you may be forgiven to ask, why does God allow storms into our lives, even though we are His children? Notice how I'm saying, why does God allow storms? Meaning, He could just prevent them altogether. But I believe that God uses storms in our lives to do one or maybe more of three things.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The first thing the storm can do is to open your eyes. God's goodness is often recognized during and after a storm. And that's because we never really know how blessed we are until we're going through something. We never really understand how good we have it until trouble comes. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes a storm to recognize the many blessings we have. The second thing a storm can do is to plant our feet and make us stand. Storms can come in such a way that the only option is to stand with God, to stand on His Word, to stand in His presence, to stand on His promises. And the third thing that storms do is that they help us grow. There is most definitely a difference between the believer who has gone through something versus one who hasn't. Talk to someone who really has been down and out, and they will tell you with a passion how good God is. If I was to stand here with Job from the Bible, I'm sure his praise would be different because he's been through things I haven't. I'm sure his prayer would be different from mine because he's faced mountains that I haven't. Storms help you to grow in faith, to grow in maturity, and in so many areas. So remember those three points to a storm. It helps you recognize God's goodness. It helps you to stand with God and on His promises. And finally, it helps you to grow. Another way to look at it is that a storm helps you to recognize God's goodness all throughout your past. It then helps you to stand with God in the present, and it helps you to grow for the future. So let me tell you this. God will never send a storm to destroy you. He will never give you too much to bear, because His Word gives you the promise that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord.
Now I would like to share a story with you about a man named Jan Balsrud, who was a member of the Norwegian resistance movement that was against the Nazi occupation of Norway. I want to share his story with you because it's one that illustrates the challenges of life. Even though we aren't living in the early 1940s, we do have to fight in this life. And as believers, we are certainly in a war. And so I feel that this man's story of survival, danger, and struggle is very much like our journey in the faith.
When it comes to war, multiple strategic approaches must be brought into account. The same is true with spiritual warfare. It's a battle fought on many fronts. Satan will not only attack you in one area of your life, he will attack you in every possible area of your life he can get his hands on. If he loses to you in one area, you must not put your guard down, because he will just go attack somewhere else. I read one remarkable story of survival during World War II. There was a man named Jan Balsrud, who was a member of the Norwegian resistance movement against the Nazi occupation of Norway. In 1943, Balsrud and a group of fellow resistance fighters were sent on a mission to sabotage German airfields in northern Norway. However, their boat was discovered by German forces, and a fierce firefight ensued. Balsrud and his comrades were forced to escape into the icy waters, swimming to shore under heavy gunfire. Tragically, Balsrud's entire team was captured or killed, and he found himself alone and badly injured in enemy territory. Despite suffering frostbite and losing his toes, Balsrud was determined to survive and continued the resistance effort. Over the following weeks, Balsrud embarked on an extraordinary journey through the harsh Arctic wilderness, pursued relentlessly by German troops. He faced countless challenges, including avalanches, blizzards, starvation, and encounters with hostile locals. Balsrud received assistance from brave Norwegian villagers who risked their lives to shelter and provide him with food and clothing. Their acts of heroism and compassion played a crucial role in his survival. Eventually, after enduring a treacherous trek across mountains and icy rivers, Balsrud reached neutral Sweden, where he found safety. For this man, the war was on multiple fronts. He had to fight to live. He had to fight the weather, the open elements. He had to fight the thoughts and emotions of fear within himself. He had to fight so many different battles. And as Christians, we may not be in this kind of battle, but we have to fight and make sure nothing kills our faith in God. We have to fight those thoughts and feelings of anxiety and worry from time to time. And the reality is that Satan is trying to battle for our souls. He wants it all. We are born as natural sinners. Due to the fall, we all have a sinful nature. However, once we meet Christ, we receive a new nature. Satan neither wants us to stay in a fallen state and never know the love of the Lord, or if we have trusted in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, he wants us to give back into our sinful ways over and over. He wants us to become lukewarm, nominal Christians. The other day, I saw an image of a man who has both an angel and a demon on his shoulder. In this scene, there's an angel on one shoulder and Satan on the other. And as you may have guessed, the angel is trying to get the man to do what is right, while Satan is trying to get the man to do what is wrong. While there is a sense in which Satan is attacking us that way, the war is much deeper than that. He wants our hearts so severed that we do not even know right from wrong. He wants us at a point where we have entirely disregarded right from wrong and no longer have a conscience helping us make godly decisions. Satan wants this to happen in multiple areas of your life. So he rages across your entire life.
You see, I don't think many of us really understand the significance of raising your hands in prayer, raising your hands in surrender, raising your hands in praise. Too many of us don't understand how significant that is. You don't take a spiritual swing at the devil and hope to knock him out. You kneel before God and he will crush the enemy before you. When you kneel before God, he will fight for you. And when it comes to fighting, when it comes to spiritual battles, don't ever underestimate the role of prayer. Don't ever underestimate the advantage that prayer gives you. To be able to call on the authority that's in the name of Jesus, that's a powerful advantage to us as believers. To be able to use God's word in prayer, that's an advantage to us. At the name of Jesus Christ, demons tremble. When you call on the word of God, it is living and powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Prayer is so very important to the Christian life. It's important to us. It's important for us. Jesus took time to teach his disciples how to pray. He taught them what to pray for and when to pray. Equally, I admire the willingness of the disciples to have asked to be taught how to pray. You see, they were around Jesus a lot. They saw how often he withdrew from them to go and pray. They saw how seriously Jesus took prayer. It wasn't a game when it came to prayer, and I'm sure the disciples saw this in Jesus. And this is why we too need to understand the power and importance of prayer. It should be a desire for each of us to become prayer warriors. And as prayer warriors, we are to soak everything we love and everything we're associated with in prayer. Think of prayer like an umbrella. When you're fighting those spiritual storms, the umbrella of prayer will cover us. It will cover our families and loved ones. Even through life's battles, through life's highs and lows, through the struggles and hardships, through the mountains and valleys, everything that we go through should be done in prayer. It all should be covered by prayer. You see, going to church, reading the Bible, doing good deeds are necessary for Christian living, but only through the discipline of prayer can we overcome temptations and struggles. Only when we become a prayer warrior can we defeat this unseen enemy that is lurking in the dark, trying to deceive us. Only through prayer can we experience God's power and might. Only then can we experience what it's like to live under the protection of God Almighty. And it's only by this discipline that we can maintain our course and not lose focus on the commands of our King and Lord, Jesus Christ.
Maybe you're in a dry season and you find yourself on unstable ground. Well, saints, where we're limited, the Lord is limitless. Where we see challenges, the Lord sees opportunities. Opportunities for Him to demonstrate His love for you. Opportunities for Him to demonstrate His might and power to you.
A challenge should not intimidate you. A problem should not frighten you, because you are not alone. The Bible clearly says in Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Every challenge is an opportunity for you to watch God fighting for you. Although it may not always be easy, it may not always be enjoyable, but it is necessary if you want to experience the mighty hand of the Lord working. You see, every great act of God almost always started with a problem. So, here's my advice to you. Don't always pray for your problems to go away. Start praying for the Lord to show Himself in the midst of your problems. Don't always pray for your challenges to disappear, but start praying for the Lord to empower you to overcome that challenge. I encourage you to begin to see your problems as opportunities. Begin to see the fight before you as an opportunity for you to see God move and act in a mighty way.
Don't ever become disheartened because you're surrounded by water. And what I mean by that is in Matthew 14, when the disciples were in the boat, they had nowhere to go. They were essentially trapped. If you got out the boat, you're worried about drowning. If you're in the boat, you're still slightly worried about sinking or capsizing. So the disciples were surrounded by water. They were bound by water. But here came Jesus, walking on the very thing that threatened the disciples, the very thing that restrained and limited the disciples, is what Jesus used to demonstrate His superior power. So don't be discouraged because you're surrounded by water. Don't be frightened because you're surrounded by water. Call out to Jesus, the one who walks on the water. So even if you're battered by the waves of life, you can call on Jesus. People of God, don't be defeated in your heart. Don't feel defeated in your mind. No matter what you face, be anchored and fixed on Jesus. The trial you face may not look like Paul and Silas in prison. It may not be a den of hungry lions, but your situation might seem just as hopeless and just as intimidating. However, when you're in the thick of it, when you have nowhere else to go, don't allow yourself to be moved. Be unshakable in your faith. Be unshakable because you have God's promises to fall back on. Be unshakable because you have the Holy Spirit who will be your strength and your helper. Jesus Christ is the only sure foundation in this cold, ever-changing world. He is our steadfast anchor. Circumstances change. People change. Social norms and public perceptions change, but the Word of God remains true forever. So be unshakable, saints.
Now ask yourself, where's your hope? What's your hope built on? What ground do you stand on?
I want to encourage you to make sure that you are rooted in Jesus Christ. Make sure that you are anchored in the one who died and rose again. Make sure that your hope, your faith, is built on the firm foundation that is the Son of God.
My hope? My hope is in the living and active Word of God. It offers hope for the sick, hope for broken relationships, hope for the sinner, and hope for the struggling believer. The certainty of your hope should be based on the Word of God, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's what makes it so powerful. More powerful than a two-edged sword. So when in doubt, be grounded in the Word of God.
Take the example of Daniel in the Bible. Although he was thrown into the lion's den, he was unshakable in his faith. He was anchored in Jesus. Look at Paul and Silas, beaten and chained up in a dark prison. But they still found the faith to pray and praise the Lord at midnight. Why? Because they knew that the one whom they were anchored to was greater than their circumstances. They knew that Jesus Christ was greater than those chains. He was greater than any punishment they would face. So even if all the odds are against you, continue to trust in the Lord, and He will raise up a standard against the enemy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.